Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for Great Mate Debate. A couple is going to come in and we're going to take their problems and wash them all away. Mm-hmm. Absolve them of their sins.
I don't know if we can do that.
We're going to try. We're going to give it our best shot.
Today we have Adam and Shelby. They're debating whether or not it's time to start their family.
Okay.
I believe Shelby won the toss. So Shelby, you get to go first.
Yay.
What's happening?
So Adam, my darling Adam and I, we have been married for 4 years.
Ooh.
And my sister, Sarah, she has a five-year-old and a newborn. And we just... So Sarah and I just grew up with our cousins, and we always talked about how our kids would grow up together as cousins, and I know that Sarah's done having kids, so I feel like we're on the clock to get a move on and get started with building this family so that we can have our kids grow up together. And and Adam and I, you know, even before we got married, we said we wanted kids, but he's not ready, apparently. He thinks that it's not fair that Sarah's dictating our timeline, and he wants to save money, and I get it.
We'll get his side here in a minute, but your feeling is he just wants to have the huge nest egg ready before you even go down the road.
Right. And it's not that I don't get that. I really do, but the reality is the reality. Like I can't make my sister's kids stop aging for a few years until we're ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Her oldest is five. Is that what you said?
Yeah. She's got a 5 year old and a newborn, and they're awesome. And they would be, I would love to have kids for them to play with too.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to lie. That's not a good reason.
I understand. Yeah. It feels forced and whatever, but I also let's just get his side because I don't want to ruin it before he gets to say. Adam, are you there?
Yay.
What is your side?
Well, it's funny because my case, Shelby's kind of making my case for me while making her case, and it sounds like you guys might be agreeing that in addition to, you know, I don't think that I'm emotionally ready, but also more importantly, yeah, we just don't have enough money. I mean, I agree that, you know, Shelby, baby, I absolutely want to start a family with you. That has not changed at all. But I feel like we can't do it before we're ready to do it. I mean, because we're saving up money right now. We're still in that process, and we haven't really reached that point where we're like, okay, we're good. We can do this without having, you know, daily panics about our finances.
I just need to ask you a question real quick, Adam. You do still want kids, right?
Yes, correct. When the time is right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that's crucial for me, because now I'm going to take her side.
Oh, come on!
Because here's the thing, and I don't know if T-Hack will be honest with me or not, or maybe you just didn't feel this way. I was a little bit like Adam, but the truth is, you're not emotionally or financially ready. I got real bad news for you. Odds are you're never going to be.
Yeah.
You're never going to look yourself in the mirror. You could win the lottery and get an A+ rating from the top psychotherapist, and you're still going to go, just a little more. I need, there's some other, because men don't get that pull towards having a baby the same way that women do. It's more hormonal and biological and whatever. And then when it happens, you're just like, oh, I got this.
Yeah, it is really interesting. I felt the same way as you. Like, I was not ready, never going to be ready, looking for any reason to not be ready. And then you just have a kid and then you're ready because you have the kid.
You figure it out.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I also, I'm kind of going through this to some extent because my wife and I have two kids and there are no cousins for them growing up with.
Oh.
And it's not like, I mean, I can't force my sisters to have kids, like, but I would love it.
You ever
it.
Call them and go, where are you at? How close are you? Like,
well, they just had different lives, right? So they've gone into medical school and they've just had different things where they're not having kids yet. And we didn't let it slow us down. But now we do kind of wonder sometimes, like, man, Leo's already 5. Like, he's going to be just cousins. A lot older
yep.
than the cousins when they eventually come. And I don't know that they'll have that relationship.
Let me jump in with a phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. We need people to call in and either back what I'm saying up about Adam, but that still is not enough of a gun to his head. I'm genuinely not on her side, Adam. I want you to know that, but I do want to, like, I am telling you that's not a great, you don't have a great reason for saying no.
Because
the money, it's not as expensive as you think. What you do is you see that thing where it's like, your baby's going to cost you $250,000 over the lifetime, if you want it to. or like, you know, you just do cloth diapers if you can't afford a Pampers subscription or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just people kind of come together.
People make it work. Yeah,
they've done it forever. You make it work. But the flip side of this is, Shelby, the cousin argument, I'm with Aaron. That's not
a good reason.
It's really not. I mean,
well, it's not just that. I mean, you know, you said you've got kids, so I know that you know this. I'm not getting any younger, and it's not going to get any easier for me physically. It's not going to get any easier for us to have, you know, essentially raising a community of kids to have that kind of being able to have group child care. Because who wants to be taking, is one thing, you know, you're taking care of a newborn and what's another one or two, right?
Right.
Versus I've got a 4-year-old running around and a newborn running around and a 10-year-old running around, and they all have really different needs. So
yeah, but then the 10-year-old can help with the younger ones.
I wish you had led with that.
If the 10-year-old is in after school activities, but the 4-year-old's at home and the newborn is on the hip, like, it's when you spread it out a lot, it makes things a lot harder for everybody, for the whole village, for the whole community to take care.
Okay.
So
it's
and you know what? You're right. We're never going to be ready, but you know,
you're never going to be 100%.
It's not like people didn't have kids before, you know, like, what did people do before we were able to control these things? They just had the kids and made it work.
You do find a way through. I will agree. But I wish you, I'm just saying, if your biological clock is telling you it's time, that's a different story than I just want them to be around my sister's kids. Like, that's.
I think it's a good reason. Above. Because if they're, I mean, like, it sounds like Adam's looking for any needle in the haystack to, like, now I'm ready. And it's like, well, what about the cousins? Like, that's something, if you're on the fence, you know you want to have kids, but you're just saying, oh, I don't know, I'll never
like
be ready.
The ultimate form of peer pressure. Everyone else is doing it, so we should do it.
But what else is going to make him, now it's time? Like, you're looking for something to convince him, and this could be it.
I mean, there are so many reasons. And it's not like I'm worried about us going anywhere. We've been together 4 years, and, like, this is just the one thing that we're not fully, fully on the same page about. We're only partially on the same page about, and it's just the timeline is the thing, not the... Like, we already talked about how we would raise them, and we've got some.
We just
got
to get you pregnant, or we gotta. Okay,
you've come to the right place.
I'm not gonna trap you until I have the.
That's
okay,
lovely.
I'm not that
what
kind of a person.
All right, nice woman. So,
here's what we're gonna do. Everybody, hang on. We're gonna talk about you behind your back and get a jury. I'm just saying, I'm not on anybody's side. I think his arguments are a little more valid because he thinks he's emotionally not ready. I'm just trying to talk him off that fence. Mm-hmm. Cousins is not enough of a reason, mm-hmm. but biological clock is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Are there guys that are ready? Have you ever met anyone?
Like, I feel like maybe Robert De Niro, when he just had one at 80, he's like, I think I'm ready. Like, but like younger guys,
it's one of those things that like, until you see the baby physically, like out of the womb, it's like, oh, okay.
You don't understand until you're in it.
I remember like holding some of my friends' kids. I won't say which ones, but I remember like hanging out with them before we had kids and then asking my wife, like, I'm going to like our kid more than that, right?
Yes.
Because you don't have
that.
It's like,
connection.
Yeah, they're fun. Okay. And then like, yeah, take, like, that's good.
Yeah, but, I'm done with this stinky little.
Yeah. And for the record, I do.
You do love your kids more. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
All right. Shelby wants a baby now, so it has cousins to play with. And her biological clock is ticking. Adam's like, we're not ready. You decide if they procreate tonight or not. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a great mate debate and deciding whether or not a couple actually procreates, which is not something we should be allowed to do. But
unlimited power. Yeah.
Shelby is ready to have kids. She eventually alluded to the fact that she's not getting any younger and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But she also wants their kids to play with her sister's kids or like the cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam's like, we're not ready financially. He's not emotionally ready.
Yeah. Which guys usually aren't ready, especially finances is that was my card to play. Like, we're not there. I can still play that card if we hadn't had kids, but now we're two in and it's great.
Here's the thing and I just want to say that I haven't looked at the text and I think people might be mad at me, but like, am I doing a little bit of the thing to Adam where it's like, shut up, you're never going to be ready, suck it up, have a kid. And it's like going up to a person suffering from depression and saying, stop being sad.
I think it's different.
Because it's like he might be going through something. He's like legitimately feels like he's not ready. And Tiak and I are both going like, you're never going to be ready. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's not fair to just tell him to suck it up. But it's also true. No guy I've never met a guy who's like, yep, today's the day.
Right. I haven't either.
Hop on board, honey. Let's... Yeah. Make a baby.
The practice rounds are what the guys are interested in.
Good heavens. We got pregnant on the first day of the honeymoon.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Congrats. all right. Shelby, Adam, feel free to jump in with any of these jury members. And we're starting with Patty.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. So I'm 33, pregnant with my second. My oldest is 4. My oldest nephew is 11, and then I have a 8-year-old niece and a 6-year-old nephew. So my sister and I were very close. We grew up with close cousins, but she was just farther ahead in the game of marriage and life than I was. And honestly, I love it now that the cousins are older. They still have such a special relationship with my daughter, and now they get to see me pregnant, and like they will always remember that. And they still they play together, and it's kind of nice. The older ones can like... watch my daughter, and they'll be able to help me with the baby too. And at the end of the day, you're not married to your sister, you're married to your husband. Your sister's not going to be the one there helping you with the baby. So you kind of got to figure that out with your husband. I understand the biological clock thing, but it should never be forced. So
I
love it. I love it. Thank you, Patty.
I wanted to quip about child labor, but then she's right. She's married to her husband, not her sister. So
correct.
This is a great point.
I mean, other people will help with your kid, but he will fitty-fitty with the kid, right?
Yeah.
Like you got to dance with the one that brung you.
Oh, okay.
Katie?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
On hers, but I don't agree with the growing up with cousins because I think that that does not have anything to do with having kids.
So you still want them to procreate, but just not for that reason.
Correct. And my reason, I mean, my husband was never ready to have kids, and we have three total, and they're very spread apart, but they are awesome kids. They all get along, and they're all, like, really close. Same with the cousins. They're all, I mean, their age is from 16 to 1, and they are all, like, best buds, you know? And the older ones can help with the younger ones, so you have to remember that, too. But don't go based off the cousins, because they're, it's, you can't base your life off other people's lives.
But then why are you on her side? Like,
because I know what it's like to want a baby. My husband wasn't ready. Kept telling me he wasn't ready, wasn't ready, wasn't ready. And then finally it just happened because we had an uh-oh, and it's like the best thing that's ever happened to us. So
so you're sort of suggesting the tricking him then. Yeah,
that is the power women hold over men, for sure.
Because we're not gonna,
we can be convinced of certain things
of trying it out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
All right, let's get one more in here to break the tie, Kristen.
Yeah, so we have a very similar story, and we were married for 4.5 years before we started trying for a family, and it took 3 years to get our daughter. So one thing to think about is like infertility. It affects tons of people, and like 3/4 of my friends, I'm 29, and we're all going through or have gone through like fertility treatments. So, you know, the longer you wait, unfortunately, it is true, like it does take longer. And so that's definitely something to consider. And if I had known that, we might have started a little sooner.
Wow.
So you're saying start now, no matter what.
Yeah, because you have no idea how long it can take. Like you think, oh, we just have that one time and it's a go. Like most even normal couples, it can take up to a year, if not longer.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Not to mention that that would probably cost us more money if we had to do that.
Well, Adam, we have good news and we have bad news. It sounds like you're going to have a baby, but...
Bound to go wow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Would it shock you guys to hear me say I'm about to do something really self-serving?
No.
Okay, good.
No, it wouldn't. It's not supposed to.
Tiak, I'm going to need you to tone it down just a skosh, because...
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to happen in what we're talking about here that you're probably going to like, maybe.
Ooh, okay. But all right.
As you know, I've given up on dating.
Bad choice, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think I was wanting something, and it's just not, and it's like, forget it. Just be done with that. And I'm like, then I've just been really kind of floundering in the universe trying to figure out who I'm supposed to be. Who I'm supposed to be. I don't want to be anything other than who I've been
trying to be lately.
And you know what happened to me? I had an epiphany.
Ooh.
And this is where it gets weird.
Oh, no.
It's because of T-Hack.
Okay. Okay. What an honor,
he
I think.
He came in the other day with such a level of joy and challenged me on something. If you heard this, Tiak put up a basketball hoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it myself with my wife's help. It was a two-person job, but I built it. We
you read
built
the
it.
Destructions. She did all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
She found the tools.
Yes. You said you were outside for 4 hours, and then you described a thing that has been missing from my life. Oh my God, I just realized, never mind. Forget everything I was going to say.
No.
Now I'm second guessing what I was going to do.
What?
No. Okay, so.
No.
Here, no.
I helped you. Come on.
Here's what you did.
This isn't about you.
Oh, that's right.
You described when you were young playing basketball and you played and they're like, you were playing for the love of the game. And then all of a sudden it became a thing where it's like, if I keep practicing, I'll get to JV. If I keep practicing, I'll get to varsity. If I keep practicing, I'll get on the squad at college. If I keep.
Yes.
And then.
Yep.
And now you went out and played basketball back to the beginning.
Yes.
You were a child again. You're doing it to make the ball go in the hole.
Exactly.
That's
I know that I'm now old enough to realize the neighbors aren't watching me. They're not getting impressed with me. There's not going to be a scout that drives by. Although, nuggets, I live in Parker. but I'm just out there having fun, enjoying it. And if I make it or I miss it, it's all the same. I'm just with the people I love, doing what I love. Yeah, okay. It's great.
Well, never mind then. Because I had this idea. I had this epiphany. It's like, because you were like, don't you feel that? And it's like, I never.
With music. Yeah. Don't you have that with...
So then I came up with this idea of, stop me if you've heard of this, 5SOS.
Five Songs of Summer?
That's it.
Songs of Summer?
5 Songs of Summer.
What is it?
We're going to write 5 songs this summer.
I thought you said this was supposed to be like an individual thing.
Well, it can
be.
T-Hack
is playing basketball.
Right, so I'll just do it. But I like, you go out and play with your son, right?
Yeah, I do.
What if, like, I wanna get back into music all the way again.
You should, though.
For the love of the game. But not. I'm not trying to get 5 songs, like, to Timmy Dahlbeck and like get signed by who's Dahlbeck with? Atlantic?
He's Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah. Not trying to get a deal.
He could make you a star.
He could. But like.
He wouldn't. Love him so much.
Timmy would make me a star. If I asked Timmy to make me a star, he'd make me a star. Martin would win. What's his name? Jason. Who's Jason Martin? Is that another label guy?
I don't know that one.
Oh, so yeah, he's bigger than you. He didn't even talk to the lowly Aaron. This is my thing. Like, I think the way I work, I have to have a goal or else I won't.
Mm. Oh, so just completing 5 summers is more of a goal.
5 songs.
5 songs in the summer is a goal.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Sure.
5 songs.
Okay.
I think you could do it easily.
Yeah, I think it's here's the thing. I don't want to do it alone because I can't. When I try to write alone, it sucks, in my opinion.
Would you ever join like a songwriting group?
100% I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. That's good.
But it's just, a lot of people suck.
God.
Well, that's why when we talked to Ingrid Andress,
she
kind of like, all these things kind of came together. But if you're in a songwriting circle in Nashville, the worst people are still incredible. Have you ever gone to a bar in Nashville? You have, right?
Yeah.
You go to like
the airport.
Not the best bar. Yes, yeah. The airport.
You literally
not the
get
best
off
bar.
A plane.
There's 5 stories, 5 floors. Pick any floor on a Tuesday at 11:15. That person is going to be one of the best performers you've ever seen. So when you get in a songwriting circle in Nashville, you're playing with some people who know how to write some songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
period.
But isn't that more pressure than what you're looking for? I get it's different because shooting hoops, I don't need a goal. I can just shoot hoops and then I'm done whenever I'm done. So writing a song, like you have to, because you don't want to just jam band it.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is. Why I thought this was a good idea and now I'm back to it. I'm not trying to get a record deal. I'm just trying to finish 5 things for the love of the game. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This is me just shooting. Like, when you shoot, you BEEF, whatever your beef thing is.
Balance, eyes, elbow, follow through.
That. And so you get to, the shot gets completed. Mm-hmm. But just to go sit and play guitar isn't like that. You're just like, yay, I'm playing guitar. I need it to go somewhere, but I don't need it to go everywhere. You're not trying to get an NBA deal, and I'm not trying to get a record deal.
I mean,
I want to just
nuggets. We can talk numbers, but I'm not trying.
Tim Dahlbeck, I'm in Commerce City. Swing on by if you want to. So, I don't know how to go about it.
I see what you're saying. But to me, it seems like more pressure if you join like a really high caliber, like people who, especially in Nashville, they're like starving artists trying to make it.
But if there's like songwriters in the hood who just want to collab, we don't even have to get together. Like you can do it over, like I can send stems to somebody and they can send stems back or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you ever go to an open mic night?
Never.
Really?
Because I don't play like that. I can, I mean, I can shred on guitar, but like, I don't want to sing and play songs. I want to go like, hey, come sit down and like, here's a thing that's got a little structure, a chorus, a pre-chorus, a verse. Like, what ideas do you have for vocals over this? Like, I had the idea that this song's called Poop.
Terrible idea. Well, no one is joining your songwriting circle.
One of the 5 songs could be...
I'm in.
Okay. T-Hack, come to Commerce City. I'll get the nuggets out to Parker. So if there's songwriters, I don't know if I'm putting out a call for songwriters or not at this point.
Is there a scene
like
that?
Because I thought maybe you guys could do it, because Aaron kind of knows it. Like, you know music.
Yeah.
But like...
I was not blessed with the songwriting skill though.
But you don't know that.
I do.
You don't know that because you've never tried it. It's like me saying I suck at golf. Of course I suck at golf. I don't golf. But I might go out there and do it and like rock. So you don't know. Have you tried to write a song?
No.
Then how do you know you suck?
Because I had a dream about it. I had a dream that I wrote a song and it was so good that Paul McCartney was like, you need to write this down. And I woke up and I was like repeating it back to myself. And then I fell back asleep and I never remembered it. Okay. So that's where my songwriting skills end.
Paul, call in. Reminder what it was.
So you're going to do basketball. I'm going to do 5 songs of summer.
Okay. I love it.
Aaron?
I'm here for a good time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I honestly don't know that I can do a show with you guys anymore.
Why?
And I'm trying really hard. I know I'm all over the map. I'm up and down with how the texters, the trolls have said I need to be nicer. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're a texter, you're going to agree with me that there's something wrong with T-Hack and Aaron when I tell you what they just told me.
No, I think people are on our side.
No, they're not.
People will be.
No, they're not. There's no way.
Okay.
T-Hack said he's never had a full glass of wine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Aaron spent 4 days in Napa, all expenses paid, and all wine covered, and had 1 glass of wine.
Yeah.
Wow, oh, all the wine is covered?
Yeah. You got tastings and it's just... with record labels, okay, and that's... they're like, come on into Farniente. And Aaron's like, no thanks, water please. Text and tell me that you're on my side.
That's $1.50 for the water. Like, okay.
It probably is. And so there's a story out that Gen Z is all of a sudden not into wine.
Yeah.
They're just not into drinking in general. No?
I have helped tuck you into an ambulance, so I know that's not true of you.
I have learned from my mistakes.
Okay. Yeah, you learned.
I have.
You've not been in an ambulance since then.
Correct. And I'm way less into drinking.
You've made some shady decisions.
Sober.
Okay. But like, what is it? Is it that I just need to understand why you won't drink wine? Tiak, you're a married man.
Yes.
To sit down... Mm-hmm. When your kids, especially with them being young, 7, 8 o'clock, they're in bed, right?
Right, right.
So and you're about to go snuggle up on a couch, watch prisoners have relations with their sig others as they come in.
Love
for
after lockup.
There it is.
Yeah. It's a great night.
Conjugal visits, and you're not gonna pour her. She's Costa Rican, right? Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Like a big, like, Spanish, like a Tempranillo or something. I bet she loved, like, a good red.
So you're...
Have some candles lit.
You're getting, I think, to the reason I don't. It's intimidating. It's intimidating to learn about all the wine, right? Like, when you're first starting drinking as a young person, you don't have any money, so you're getting the bottom shelf of everything.
Of course.
And everyone knows you don't get the bottom shelf of wine because that's only going to give you a hangover.
It's not true.
But that's all I've ever heard, I guess. It's get a hangover and it tastes real bad. And it's like the wine just feels too elevated for me. I don't know enough about it. And my wife does like to drink a glass of wine every once in a while. That's when I've had it, is when she's let me have a sip. to try it.
She literally, is it like communion where she has the towel and she wipes it off after you?
I genuflect, but I don't have to. I still do.
What? Okay. I'm just saying, like, the one that's going to give you a hangover is the crappy, like two-buck chuck. And not even that, because that's not even that bad. That's the, is that Trader Joe's wine?
Maybe.
Charles Shaw. It's, they call it two-buck chuck. It used to be $2. It's so.
Really?
But it's,
and we used to, I guess, sometimes we play slap the bag. You heard of that? Which you get the boxed wine.
Yep.
Because inside it's got an udder, basically. It's a big bag of wine. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of.
Man, you are just turning me on so hard right now.
What, but exactly.
And then you take
so
the box off and slap it?
Yeah, then it's just a big bag. And you got to slap
it. Not the box.
I don't know.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
So you just get out.
You just drink out of the spigot, out of the big sack.
And then when
of
you're
wine.
Done taking your hit, you slap the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you kind of pass it down. Yeah. But that's still not really drinking wine. You're not
it's definitely
you're not smelling 100% it. And
not,
like, well, what year is this box?
You don't have to do all that stuff. You don't have.
It feels, though, intimidating, especially like I'm supposed to pour my wife a bottle of Spanish wine. I don't know. I don't know American wine. Do they make wine here? Probably. Maybe.
Buddy, we
Napa.
Just-
okay. Oh, my
all
God.
Right. But I don't know. It's too intimidating. And I don't want to pour something bad because that's like a faux pas, right?
But if your you wife doesn't know wine either, then you can't go wrong. Or just buy what you already know she likes. Like, look at the bottles in the recycle bin. Like, in my recycle bin, you got a large... No, I don't drink that much wine anymore. But I'm just saying, or I'll help you. But, like,
I need the help, yeah.
You're going to judge, though. Like,
no,
you're going to help, but you're also going to insult.
No.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to be totally honest with you. I wish I could go back in time to where you two are right now.
Really?
And I would tell you to stop at a certain point. Like, you actually inadvertently did the right thing in Napa. Because I was if I spent $20 on a bottle of wine, like, we'd open that on our anniversary. Like, that's fancy wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I'm at, I would
right,
say.
Right, no. And you would drink it and go, God, this tastes so much better than that $8 bottle we had a couple nights ago. You're like, this is living. Mm-hmm. We're drinking Apothic Red. Oh, so good. It's this blend or whatever. Apothic is trash. I wouldn't clean a penny with it right now. But I only know that because I went on a bunch of those trips to Napa and they show you what it's supposed to taste like. And then once you realize, you can never go back.
See, I've been a couple of times and I have tried multiple things, but they all just taste the same.
But nobody was talking to you.
They were.
And you're just, God.
But it just tastes like a red. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you not have a palate? You have that weird tongue.
Maybe weird tongue has nothing to do with my palate.
You don't know. Your weird geographic tongue might have, your taste buds are all screwed up.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to, because like now I can walk by a wine and tell you what it's worth, what it is. Like I'm like legit.
Wow. That's what I need. I need to just get to a certain point and then you need to stop me. So I you help me.
But I mean, if you're happy, but like, do you want to, don't you want to go to a, like on your anniversary, do you guys go out?
We do. Yeah. And I get like a Coke or something. I know. You're right. It would be much more mature and like, manly and romantic and sexy and all those things to order wine.
For you to just like grab the psalm, wave him over and go, I'd like to get a good Chianti from my wife. Something
wow.
like,
yeah.
It's pretty, it's kind of basic. It's Italian. It's not like a crazy super Tuscan. Like you're just going to get a great wine.
Okay.
And then she's going to, and then they'll cork it and you smell the cork and like you twirl and you do the, it's a panty dropper, bro.
But I need to learn all of that. I'm going to...
He's going to do that and then hand her the glass and then say, hey, can I get a Coke?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
We are going to do something unprecedented in radio.
No. Oh.
We're going to write things down.
Oh. Why would we do that?
I don't know
that?
Why I just moved my microphone right then. And because I want to talk about unwritten rules.
Mm.
There's a story about unwritten rules for men. And I think there's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's basically, you wish there was a law for blank. Or why doesn't everybody understand you should blank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you stand up when you shake someone's hand.
Do you know that this is one, we were all just at a thing together,
mm-hmm.
a radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many different people, like I would walk up to, and if they were sitting down, they'd just be like, oh, hey, man. And they put their hand up and I'm like, that makes me crazy.
Why?
Stand up.
I agree. Oh. Yeah.
Stand up.
Stand up. I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
If you have the ability to stand up, I don't care if you feel like you're above somebody, you stand up to greet somebody.
I will
you
say
just
there was
do.
There was one time where I was kind of stuck in my chair, like I couldn't get out because he came up right behind me, and I wanted to
so
stand
you
up, but
didn't
I didn't.
Stand up.
I didn't, and I hate it.
I don't know that girls have to stand up. I think men have to stand
Equality.
Up.
Equality. We have to.
It feels different. Yeah. I don't know why.
If you but stay down, it's okay. Because we don't want to inconvenience you.
But I also don't like the stay down.
you stay down. No, it's not that. But I mean, there's just something about, like, if we're two gentlemen and we're about to be cordial to one another, meet my gaze. Mm. Like,
yeah.
You should just,
Yeah.
That's a great one to start with.
Yeah, that's unwritten. So we should write it down. We should start right now.
Unwritten rule number one, stand up to shake somebody's hand. I have one that's really stupid, but it was on this list.
Okay.
You have to clack the tongs together twice.
Oh, you have to.
No matter what.
You have to make sure that, do they work? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You're wondering, what are these unwritten rules? It's just a stupid thing you want everyone to know. It has to be done.
Yeah.
Like, I know TX doesn't probably know what we're talking about because he doesn't cook.
But I grill.
But when you grill, when you click the bottom of the tongs to then unfurl them, and they like, and they snap out.
Yeah, then the test clicks. Yes, of course.
But not one.
Two.
Always two.
At least.
Not at least. Three is D-baggy. Three is sitting down and shaking hands.
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, okay.
It's two clicks.
Only
cock,
two.
Cock.
Okay, I've been doing too many. I got to tone it back.
Unwritten rule.
Overachieving in the
If
click,
you're one of
TX's
neighbors and you hear, no, it's not fireworks. He's grilling.
Yeah. But I know about that, of course. I'm OCD enough. I couldn't not click them anyways. I would have to. Yeah. I would have to. And I lock them. I'm real bad. Do you lock them in between every single time? I close them and
No, not
lock
every
them.
Time.
See, that's where I really struggle with the tongs.
I sort of hold them and do like spin them. I'm doing like nunchuck tricks behind that. Like if I'm, up until they get sauce or something on them. And then, and then I just have like a towel, a napkin or something just sitting there to like set them on.
Okay.
There's one that I have that's kind of tong adjacent.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
It's a chopstick one that everyone thinks is an unwritten rule, but you're actually doing it wrong.
Oh, tell me. I don't know.
When you go to a restaurant and they have, if you're at a fancy restaurant, the chopsticks are usually washable.
Yeah.
So they're like nice and they've got like paint on them and they're great. But if you go to a restaurant that has the ones you like, you break apart, do not rub them together. Do not go like and get the splinters off them. Everyone thinks that's a thing. I've been told by sushi chefs, it's rude.
Yeah, it's like mad disrespectful.
Super disrespectful.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you're flinging sawdust everywhere, and they just you're doing fire starter. Don't do that.
Oh, okay. That is good to know. I usually have whoever's with me.
You don't eat sushi.
Yeah, well, we break them apart like a wishbone. How's that? Are we supposed to do that?
Like each of you hold one and like, oh my god, I got a little bit. No,
okay.
There's one other rule about chopsticks that you may or may not know. This one is like, when you're done, like if you're having like fried rice or whatever, never ever
stab like it in.
Have your chopsticks just like sticking out of like.
Oh, why? Why not?
Super disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It is
super disrespectful.
Would you ever do that with your fork?
You just leave your fork. It's like I'm done with my thing. Just like and leave it sitting straight up. Yes, he would. But there's
that's like I claim this steak as mine. It was good, and I plant my fork.
I'm gonna be rude. Let's be honest, there's never any leftover food for him to stick it in.
You are correct. That is rude.
And Aaron's right. I don't use chopsticks either. I don't know how.
All right. So we've given you a few examples. We have a few more. But what is like, you want to make a law. What is an unwritten rule? 303-222-5423.
There's definitely an unwritten rule at my house. My youngest nephew, Tiak, you're going to love this. He loves shoes.
Ooh.
He loves putting them on. He will like throw them at you and like lift his foot up. So after you put his shoes on, you have to smack each one like a all done.
Why?
Every time. It's just like when you're done packing up the car and you do the, it's like that.
Yeah, you do have.
You pat your car. That's not an unwritten rule. You don't touch my car.
When you're done like packing it up and it's full.
Yeah, you would touch your car.
Yeah, you
I wouldn't
would
touch
it.
My car. I will caress her. But I'm not going to. You wouldn't give her a little pat on the ass?
A little pat, yeah.
Or the roof?
That's a real one. If that's a real one. Yeah. You guys were very understanding about my chopstick rules. So okay. I will adopt it if that's a thing. You're being like, it's like, I don't think, girl. Like, you're like, good job.
Yeah.
Like, yep, we're set.
Yeah, I don't think you can go on a road trip if you haven't done the pat on the car.
Yeah.
The car won't work.
Do you pat the plane on the way in?
No.
I do. Always.
Where?
Like, as you're walking past the door.
But where?
On the plane itself. Like the jetway is like attached to it. And you just two taps on the side of the plane. Like, let's go.
But you won't do that to your car?
No, because it's my car.
Okay. But yeah.
I'm not going to hurt a Southwest Airlines A320 Airbus. Like, it's no. But like, my car? It's a Tesla. It's fragile.
Yeah.
It needs some love.
It does.
It doesn't. Yeah. It's getting all the love it needs. I have one other big one.
Okay.
Tiak knows this one, but there are certain, this is just to the boys. You walk into a bathroom. There's a dude standing at the urinal. If it's a smart guy and he's the only guy there, he's all the way at the end.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Because
that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Not at the first one, because you're rude. You go all the way to the other end, farthest away from the entrance.
Yep.
Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to choose any other urinal you want. Just not the one next to him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's, yep, you are,
it
true.
Is, it's not written down. And it's like, maybe you know there's 40 other guys coming in, but they have to fill in every other until there's no choice.
Yes, and then it's fine. Then it's
then
if it's,
you, then
if
you
it's,
have no choice.
If it's busy, if it's a game, like all that. A concert.
You do not stand next to another dude who's already peeing unless that's your only choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Period.
You pick the trash can before you do
100%. And I've been at places where it's just like, oh, hey.
Really?
There's no one else here. Why are you?
Yeah. Never been in a bathroom before?
Right. Like, that's first time, dude. Hack, do you have one that you need to get off your chest?
I do, and I think this should, this is more like, let's bring this unwritten rule back.
Okay.
If you are picking someone up for a date, you go to their front door, you ring the doorbell, or you knock. You do not stay in your car, you don't honk from the street and have them come running out. You go and pick them up, and you walk them to the car.
What about,
No, worse.
Text her and like, I'm here.
Hey, I'm here.
Worse. No.
How about if your GPS is so good, you're like, I am pulling up at 7:41.
No.
I think you have to walk up there?
Yeah, just like you, at the end of the day, you're supposed to walk her to the door.
What did we do in the car on the way?
I don't know.
That shouldn't matter.
It does. What am I going to walk her to the door if we've already done it?
Even that's more reason. Yes.
I slowed
the
car
not
the down.
Reason. Oh my god!
don't honk outside.
No, I'm gonna say this.
Yo!
But like Aaron can attest to this. No, you, like when you go on dates, does anybody pick you up? You don't allow them to pick you up.
I've been picked up.
Not on first dates.
Twice. Yes.
First dates.
Once on a first date.
Oh my god! I would never be so presumptuous to say I'm gonna pick you up.
Well, because we went to a concert.
Yeah, you'd pick her up. You go to the door.
No, I'd still meet him. Like, if we were going to Red Rocks, I'd meet somewhere.
And he
like
lived
in,
like up the street.
I don't like it. I'd meet him in a Walmart parking lot in Golden or something. Like, I'm not.
I don't want to leave my car there. I'd rather it be.
It's not like a Craigslist exchange.
You do have to be safe. Yes.
You got to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But you get out of your car at Walmart.
Yes, with a flower.
All right. If you have. This is either going to fail miserably or be our finest hour. If you have an unwritten rule you'd like to make into a law, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all fired up about what we're calling unwritten rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, well, the texters are nailing it today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take the phone call, just in case it's not as good.
Okay.
Yeah, I can already tell we're in for a world of hurt. Alex?
Yay.
Unwritten rule, what's yours?
Unwritten rule, guys, should definitely be at large too with your mouth closed, regardless of if you're eating out or you're chilling at home with your husband. Chew with your mouth closed.
You said that as if it was very personal.
Yeah, you got somebody in your life that's an open mouther? Yeah. I don't think I'm this person, but my son thinks I am. He wants to get video. This is thank you for the call, Alex. He literally wants to get video of me eating cereal and send it to either of you.
He has our Instagrams. He can do it.
Yeah, he's allowed. Yeah, sure.
Because apparently, when I eat cereal, okay, here's one thing that I have. If I have my AirPods in on noise cancellation, I have no concept of how loud my mouth is.
Really?
Mm. So are you opening it though, or just chewing loudly?
I think when I eat cereal, I like go.
You slurp it.
He's probably in the car. We could call him right now, but like he's literally like.
If it drives a teenage boy, if he's
yeah,
like,
but he's just
like,
a
bro,
jerk.
That's gross. Then it's probably pretty gross, right?
All right, we'll try to get him on the phone to do an impersonation of this. But like, what are some of the other ones that people are texting him with? There's one that's really long. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll get to that one in a second. Just like the tongs with the click click.
Yeah.
A drill. You have to. Vroom, vroom. Mm.
And it's only twice.
Only twice.
Okay. hold on. No. Yeah. Yeah. Cordless drill. Because you have to know that it's real. Not like if you plug in the drill. Yeah, you still have to do it.
Yeah.
When you plug in a drill, it's usually just one though for me because you know that it's working. But you have to do two on a cordless because you got like the first one is like yes, it has battery. The second one is how much battery. It's like wow.
Okay.
Like you give it like two.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking to Johnny non-handyman over there.
I do it with the vacuum, the handheld vacuum.
Oh, I was like the.
It's kind of like
floor.
A drill.
You do?
Yeah. I pretend it's a drill.
Oh my God. Okay.
I got my fake tool belt and everything.
Someone else said if you ratchet strap something on a trailer.
Oh my God. This one is the most true thing I've ever read.
On a trailer car, sorry. You have to shake the strap and say, yeah, yes. That's not going anywhere.
You don't say that's not going anywhere. You say that ain't going nowhere.
Well, they said, yeah, that's not going anywhere.
Take your grandma and shove it. No, it's like, have you ever like... You got the 65-inch TV in the back of your car, and you're like, and you strap the thing, and then you like, you do two tugs. Why is it two on everything?
I don't know.
Two rock-solid tugs, and then that ain't going anywhere.
That ain't going nowhere.
I think it's anywhere, because I don't want to do the double negative. That ain't going anywhere. That ain't going nowhere.
Yep, that ain't going anywhere. I like it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay,
so the really long one, great verbiage here. In the event that an individual would like to show another a paragraphed video, text message, or any other communication on their cell phone.
This is crucial information, people.
That person must have said media pulled up and ready to show prior to gaining the attention of their intended audience. Have your picture ready. We don't want to sit there.
Because the worst
and
thing
wait.
In the world, it's like we're all talking. Like if everybody's talking, this is your time. Scroll.
Yep.
You don't have the attention of the group. But it's like, oh my God, same thing happened to me. Hold on. I'll get it. Was that at Red Rocks or at Fiddler's? Hold on. Was that in September last year? And you're like, you have the attention.
We're moving
of
on.
Everyone.
Now.
And
yeah.
Then there's always the, oh, I'm never gonna find it. And it's like, well then,
good.
Then
stop.
You've killed the conversation. Okay, as uncomfortable as I am with this. My son is actually on the phone. Noah, can you just make the sound I make when I'm eating cereal?
Oof. Let's see if I can come up with this one. Now, it may be a little loud, so viewer discretion advised. It kind of sounds like...
All right. All right, dude.
Film it next time.
Yeah,
please.
Okay. Do not film it. Thank you for calling in.
Love you, son.
Amy.
You were supposed to say that.
Yes, I know. Okay. Amy.
Yay.
What's the unwritten rule?
When you're in packed lanes of traffic, if you let someone squeeze in, there should be a courtesy wave through the back.
Oh, absolutely.
Window.
Or
I take it very personally if they don't.
Yes. Or we get to ram your car repeatedly until you wave.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There seems to be a major divide in the studio today. Mm-hmm. I know that Tiak and I are not seeing eye to eye.
No. Not
I'm
at
not
all.
Sure where the redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. Sorry, thankfully your name is written on your microphone over here.
Is it on?
Turn it on.
I'm going to tell you this. I think I just made a mistake because I'm looking for her to come onto my side. And then by doing that, like that was not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, based on the fact that you and I are on two different sides of this story, this calls for a...
Yeah.
No, you be the judge.
And I know your first, middle, and last name, Aaron. I won't say it on the air, but just for the record.
Aaron B. Johnny B. Aaron... You know her middle name?
I think
Are you using that as a threat?
No,
or
I'm
like,
just,
why?
No, I'm just.
That's a very.
I'm just contrasting our personalities.
That's a very threatening.
I'm contrasting the relationship we have with Harold versus what he.
All right, everyone. Call in if you think we should let T-Hack go today for threatening Aaron.
Threatening? Okay.
Okay. So here's the story. A woman is mad at her husband because he boarded a plane without her, and the plane took off. Now, at this point, I can see how a simple-minded dolt like T-Hack would go, you gotta back your wife's play. You don't get on that plane without your wife.
You don't. You don't. I sounded
under
just like that.
So you're saying no matter what, you're at the airport. You don't board that aircraft.
It's your first international flight. You are going on an extensive vacation together. That's why I wish it said what their plans were.
Yeah, what would be the reason you would board without her?
I'll tell you, the reason he did board is the reason you board without her.
I cannot think of a reason why you would leave anyone you go to the airport with, especially your beloved, your betrothed.
I'm going to tell you this.
Your bride.
Okay,
you
got more names.
Give me another B word. I don't know.
I'll give you another B word. I feel, and again, I'm going to alienate Aaron a little bit here when I only want her on my team on this rare and elusive you be the judge. I feel, after having traveled with Aaron, that we have very contrasting traveling styles. Like, once you've been to the airport, like, I think T-Hack probably falls more in line with you because he's just such a rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just scared. You're not a rookie.
I am, yeah.
You're scared. Like, so you get to the airport 3 hours ahead, and you're like, and you're standing by the door at your gate.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm normally traveling with kids too, so that's I gotta go into dad mode.
The last few years, and you're not 3 years old.
But he's not a big traveler to begin with, so.
Even before kids, I guarantee you,
He didn't go on a flight until he was 18.
That's true.
Yeah,
that
you're
is
like
true.
40 now, so like I'm just rounding up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. Hide behind your kids.
No, we go there early. I like to go earlier.
That's all I needed.
I'm with it. Yeah.
But you have
I agree.
A contrasting style than I do.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
I could park 60 minutes before a flight if I'm not checking.
I'm always checking. I'm always checking.
Because of the kids.
Like, no, that's whatever.
And
we
shoes?
Went to San Diego for three. You
Did
went for
you
one
just
day.
Say and shoes?
Yeah, and shoes.
I was on your side, but buddy.
Well,
you
for
lost.
The longest time, I had contacts, and I always fly Frontier, and it's cheaper. I have Liquid is the contact thing, but then it's cheaper to check the bag than to carry it on. So it's like, well, why not just check it?
Okay, don't
and,
use
and
your
take
okay.
more. So he, that's so it's a combo of both.
And Aaron, you flew standby, so you had to get there early.
Yeah.
But you don't fly standby anymore, so you got to get over it.
I had a
flight that was like 3 hours earlier than yours, and you got in the same Uber as me. I was like, why are you coming to the airport?
What else was I going to do that day?
Hang at the Hard Rock. Have fun.
Everyone else was gone.
and be nervous about the flight the whole time? Yeah. It sounds terrible.
Okay. So here's the point. This man and his wife are me and you guys. We have very different contrasting travel styles. She is more like me, and he is more like you guys. Mm. He's like a nervous traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
He's responsible.
Get to the airport.
He's
Let's get in.
Buttoned
sure.
up.
Sure.
He's all the, yeah.
So.
Respected in the community.
He knows what time boarding is.
Yeah.
And boarding.
As most shouldn't you know that?
Yes. Yeah. It's 100%.
Okay.
And they say it's like 3 minutes away. And she looks at her betrothed, her husband, her love of her life, apple of her eye, all the stupid crap you just said, and said, I'm going to grab a Starbucks. He's like, blah, 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 blah. We're about to board. Nah, I'm just, it's right over there. I'm just going to, mm-hmm. it's going to, it's just right there. I'm going to grab a Starbucks. And he's like, and they start boarding and people are getting on. People are getting on. He's like, I get the guy. She's still over like in the line.
She's still in line.
You're telling me you wouldn't get on the plane?
No, absolutely not. How?
What?
How could you get on
get
the plane?
Get on the plane. How could That's you, her problem.
How could you go? Her problem. You're married. It's your wife.
She's an
how
idiot.
Could you, how could
She's
you possibly, possibly walk onto the plane, say hello like to the, say hello to the flight attendant, get your seat, put your bag up, sit down, and feel good about yourself, knowing that your wife doesn't know where you went? Just are you?
She knows where I went. I went where she's supposed to be.
So yeah. you're going to go on this trip without her?
She better look around and go, oh, crap, abandon her Starbucks order and sprint to the door.
How is that going to end well for you?
You're leaving
her behind on an international flight, and you're just like...
We don't know if it's international.
It's not international.
We'll talk about it when I get back, honey.
I'm saying...
No
way. I'm going to get on the plane so there's not two of us being the J-holes that are holding up the plane. Have you ever been on a plane where they're like, is passenger Jill blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and you're like, and then they come walking on clearly three sheets to the wind because they've been sitting at the bar and they barely made the flight. And sometimes they've held the flight for them. And you're like, this is crap. So I'm going to get on the plane if I'm him, and I'm not the nervous traveler, but I'm getting on the plane because I want to sit. I don't want all the passengers staring at me.
But so you're going to leave your wife
yes.
out to dry and make everyone stare at her instead?
Her out to dry, or is she leaving herself
no
out to dry?
No one cares if there's one passenger holding up the plane or seven. No one's like,
yes,
well,
they do.
Oh, there's only
yes,
one.
Yes, they do.
No one cares. No one even pays attention. Aaron's asleep already. She's on the plane.
Yeah,
we're dragging
on the
her lifeless body. I want people to text in, would you be the husband or would you be the wife? Like, so now we both have to miss a flight because you're too stupid to understand what boarding is.
Yes. And why would you want to go without her?
I don't want to go without her.
Why would you want to leave her behind?
What if they have plans the second they get there?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm go like
what
Aaron's
plans would I go to I leaving would, my wife? It'd be like, well, my wife's still
okay.
back in Denver, but I'm going to make sure to hit this luau.
My flight to London, I land at like 10 in the morning.
Testify.
We are going straight to Warner Brothers Studio, yeah. Harry Potter, because it's the last day that they are open. We are literally taking all of our stuff. If my sister-in-law misses her flight, I don't care. I'm going.
Bye.
Okay. It's a good thing you're not married to your sister-in-law. The rules are different.
It's not a team.
You're a team and you're going on this trip together.
We're not a team. Because you chose Starbucks over what we booked this months ago. And your caffeine craving... I'm supposed to like sit here. I'm supposed to miss my flight because you need caffeine. Get over it and get on the plane.
You need overpriced caffeine.
Yes.
It's called marriage. I don't know.
No.
You are supposed to be a team. And if
you
you're
are supposed
to
be
have
a team,
each other's back.
And she's supposed to be on team plane. And like,
I agree. I agree that she should have been more considerate.
Great.
But were she not? She wasn't. She made that decision. And now he's got to eat it.
No.
That's how it works.
He does not have to eat it. She has to eat.
Just like if you're...
She made the incorrect decision. Why should he be punished for her incorrect decision?
Because it doesn't matter if it's just a flight. What if it's just a dinner party or something? You're like, honey, you're not ready.
I literally...
See you later.
Driven separately from my always late now ex-wife because I'm sitting there going, enough. Nope. You're not ready? Bye. Goodbye. I'm going.
I'm choosing to not respond. You could repeat what you just said. I think there was ex-wife in there.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are together a lot, the three of us, right? We're in this room every day together.
Feels like a lot.
And we share a lot, share our lives.
I'm nervous. What is going on?
I found out that our cycles have synced up.
What are you doing, man? Because here's the deal. Like, I'm letting the fourth wall down. A lot of times, we all kind of know what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've at least had a conversation, like, during the song where it's like, we're doing, and then it kind of bleeds over onto the air and we just do whatever. Like, literally, we're going in cold right now. I have no idea.
Not a clue.
What you're talking about.
Okay.
And if this gets weird, I will turn this car around. Because you're already making it seem like you're going to say something about us that we don't necessarily want out on the air.
I'm so scared.
I'm legit Blair Witch Project scared right now.
I don't think so.
What are you doing?
We recently found out our cycles have aligned.
What do you mean by that?
We've been to the dentist. Uh-huh. All recently, like some
within like the same week.
Exactly,
we all
it's weird. It's like the same week.
Our dental cycle,
yeah,
is the cycle that's aligned.
Yeah, and somehow that I guess you hang out with somebody you long enough, your cycles start to line up. So we just realized, right? Even Eric,
yes,
didn't you go to the dentist too? Because
yes.
I know you did. I did.
Yeah, I was first.
Yeah, because your tooth fell out, and you're like, "It's fine. I'm going anyways."
My tooth fell out while we were talking about poop. It's the weirdest thing, and nobody believed me. They're like, "Oh, wow, it was weird how you did." And I'm like, "My tooth fell out. I held it up in front of them.
Yeah,
it was like it was hanging on by a thread." And then I like, but I also got a cleaning while I was there. So yes, our did you get cleaned?
My cleaning was like a month ago, and then I had a crown put in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're always going to the dentist, and I always take heat because I haven't had any cavities.
Mm-hmm.
I have what you guys say are nice teeth, but you make me feel guilty and bad about it.
No, I think Aaron does.
I do.
I don't make you.
But
do
you have nice teeth too. Did you have struggles with it? Is that
no? But I've had cavities.
She also had braces. Like,
yeah.
Did you have braces?
I had Invisalign. Yeah, okay. My senior year. I know it doesn't
you
really.
You had to
count.
Wear them for 1 year.
Yeah.
So your teeth were already. What a, I mean,
I hate him.
I didn't have braces. Like these
imagine
are just
trying to make out with those things. Oh, that's what stopped me.
You can just pop them out.
Yeah. Excuse me, honey.
Billie Eilish did that in one of her songs. It was like the very intro of her whole album.
She had her Invisalign in?
Yeah, and she took them out, made the sound, was like, "My Invisalign are out, and this is the album," and like started it. So I don't want to hear you complaining. Okay.
That's kind of hot.
It was cool.
I don't think
it's not hot when
Tiet
does it. No, yeah. It's not hot at all. There's okay. Something about a girl going like, "We're about to make out." When a girl does something that
prepare,
like tells
yeah.
you what's happening
I
next.
Think, yeah, like a girl spraying some breath spray that before you get like that would be.
I don't,
I would
I don't
like
necessarily
that.
Like that.
But a guy doing it, it's only creepy. I know
when
from
a girl
experience.
Does it, it's like I don't think I want to kiss you if you had to like Febreze it first.
I think it's
you know
like
what I mean?
No, it's like
no,
here we go.
It's just like what if we just ate dinner. And I'm going to put some gum in.
But if we both had the garlic knots at Crinelli's.
I'm still self-conscious about it.
I don't know, but we're just swapping garlic. I don't, like, that doesn't bother me. I don't, there's something about, like, you know, I don't know. She's
what
just,
else would
she's
do?
Grabbing,
yeah.
She's grabbing a Massengill when you're, like, you've been making out for a while. And she's like, hold on, I need to go clean that, clean the area first. That's not hot. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
If she's got
like, I think the breath spray is though.
I don't.
That would be. It's like, buckle up, buddy.
Also,
we're gonna make out.
Don't you want to? God, I there's just nothing I can say. I like. I'm more into the naturalness of it all. I don't want to make out with mint. I want to make out with you, and not you specifically.
I stopped that audio. Isolate that.
Don't you cut the audio?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm leaving a mark for myself.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
because
well,
there's something I've said this before. Whatever your stupid dental alignment cycle, uh-huh. We're gonna get back to that. But I've said, oh God, I keep walking. Why do I keep talking?
Go ahead.
If you get out of the shower, if we're dating and you get out of the shower, it's like let's get busy. It's like
go run some.
Yeah,
laps.
just hit once around the block real quick.
Yeah, but it doesn't go the other way. I don't disagree, but it's my wife would never tell me to go run around the block.
Correct. That's why you know? I think I was saying
she'd be like, shower again. Double check it. You know?
In fact, I'll slide the you bedroom.
Yeah, the mirror's not quite steamy yet. I don't know. Were you in there long enough? She's checking my toothbrush to make sure it's bone dry. No.
I'm more into to quote Mr. Pacino, I'm into the scent of a woman. Like, so I would think if she was like with breath spray, I'd be like, no, I want to see if our chemicals.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Our cycles aligning
our cycles
at the dentist.
Aligning, yes.
There's Tieg at the dentist.
Well, so I always have to deal with it because you guys make me feel guilty about having nice teeth and no cavities and stuff. Which,
I'm just jealous.
Which is fine.
Which is, I'll admit it.
And it's a good problem to have. Like, I'll take the heat because I feel guilty. Even my sisters both had braces and stuff, like real braces for a long time, and I didn't. So I got off pretty easy. But I got some news at the last dentist appointment that I don't have it off so easy. I want to see if you guys could do this or not, or if you can relate to my struggle a little bit.
If this isn't a full-blown struggle, I'm coming over there and thumping you.
Just play the song then. You could just get out of this.
What is it?
So my gums are receding. So first of all, I would like to say, Aaron, you are correct. You are not supposed to
very hard my whole life. It's been a game.
If you have an electronic toothbrush, you are not supposed to scrub. You're supposed to let the toothbrush head do its job.
Mm-hmm. That was confirmed at this last appointment. Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
It's a thing. It feels like you scrub harder, you're getting them cleaner, right? But no, they said no. You're not supposed to do that.
If I'm being honest, since that day, I've stopped doing it, but I did not want to give her any credit. I literally held it in, but I'm just like,
I felt it in the universe. I was like, Slacker, stop scrubbing.
I did stop scrubbing that day because other listeners texted in like, you moron. I'm like, all right, I get it.
Okay. So that's what I need to work on. I'm literally like eroding my gums. I'm brushing so hard. So I need to stop doing that. And I use Sensodyne, the sensitive toothpaste, but I'm like, I'm not really seeing results. And my dentist said, well, are you rinsing after you brush? And I said, of course. She said,
Don't do that.
Sensodyne, you're not supposed to. So for the last couple weeks or so, I've had to brush, and then you just spit, and then just...
leave it.
Walk away.
Yeah.
With still kind of...
So you can feel the grainy on your...
Still kind of a little toothpaste in there, but you spit most of it out, and that's the life I've been living now. So it's not all roses over here. Could you do that?
No!
I did do that for a bit. But now I have a special mouthwash that I have to use after because of my dental issues.
Oh.
So...
okay. But, so yours are still worse.
Jesus. If you were thinking about making out with any of those people.
I'm right here. You are.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So you're arguing with science? You're smarter than science because you can Google?
I'm not. Yes. Fine.
I never saw it that way.
I mean,
when you put it that way, yes.
There's a story that says, like, it's everybody believes that your nose and your ears never stop growing. I believe that my whole life. It's one of those things where it's like, if you swallow gum, it's in your intestine for 7 years, and it's not. That's a lie.
The gum one is a lie too.
Oh,
well, then how does it get so believed? How does
because
it get passed
down?
Because
parents don't want you to like on that one. They don't want you to swallow your gum for whatever reason.
You would think the opposite, so they're not taking the gum and like putting it under the tables and under the desks.
Yeah, I don't know why parents came up with that. Maybe they're just trying to get you to not chew gum on your way to church in the first place, because that is where I swallowed the bulk of my gum.
Yeah,
was at church.
According to Google, Aaron Science Machine, it says that it doesn't stay in your stomach for 7 years or even 7 days. It just goes with the rest of the stuff you ate. I thought it was at least more.
Why would
right?
it stick to the side of your intestines? When there's Culver's fat washing it down.
True.
Like,
true.
I feel like your intestines are probably just like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean...
ew. Like, we could use some gum, actually.
Let's slow this process down. We need to at least try to extract nutrients from whatever he's putting in here. And it's just like, boom! It's like that big slide at Great Wolf Lodge where you stand there.
I'm done talking about this.
Have you ever been to that slide? Oh
no,
my God. When your kids are old enough...
Is that the, like, enema machine?
Yes. It's one, you're way up top. God, Great Wolf, I'm coming down. Because Great Wolf is right by the new... the new venue down in the Springs.
The Ford theater thing.
But I think it'd be weird if I just go without kids. So if anybody's got kids and they want me to take their kids.
You can go without kids.
It's weird to be like,
well,
too cheap for an enema. Step aside, kids. I don't want that.
I have tearaway shorts, so it's going to get right up in there. So you go up and it's not, you know, most slides you get to the thing and then you have to like, whoa. Let yourself go, whoa, wee, and you're like,
does this have a trap door?
Yes. So you get in a thing and then it closes on you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of in an upright coffin.
Yeah.
And then it goes beep, beep. There's like three beeps. And the third beep, the floor falls. And you're just high colonic. It is full on.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay.
seems something I'd be interested in.
It's so much fun. I literally don't remember why we were talking about
ears and noses.
Oh, but anyway, the reason that's so fun, that reminds me of like, that slide reminds me of T-Hack's lower GI tract. Essentially, it's so gravity fed and greased up. That like when food comes in, like he puts food in his mouth and then you can just almost hear the beep, beep, beep. And then it's like, whoosh. A Okay?
All right. Yep.
All right. So the gum's not sticking.
Oh, yep. I'm not disputing any of that.
I wish we had time to talk about ears and noses. Okay, so there's a study out that basically says we're stupid if we believe our ears and nose gets bigger. Like, it's the language is very important here. Mm-hmm. Keeps growing. They do not keep growing. So Aaron, just before we get on the air, is like, here's Robert De Niro. And she's got a picture of him in like Taxi Driver, skinhead.
Yeah.
The got in mm-hmm. a president almost assassinated that movie. Did you know that?
No. I'll be honest. I haven't even, I don't know.
You've never seen no. Taxi Driver? Oh my God.
Do I need to add that to my list?
Is yes. It that good? Well, okay. It's one of the artsy ones, but like a very young Jodie Foster was in that movie.
No, oh, I love her.
And a dude became so obsessed with Jodie Foster that he was like, I want to be with her. And the only way I can get her to notice me is if I kill the president.
I knew that. What? I didn't know that was from that movie. Mm-hmm. I just, oh.
From Taxi Driver.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was John Hinckley, who's now free, I think.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they let him out because he was just in like a halfway house forever. And then finally, he's writing songs. In fact, we got one of his bangers coming up. Could we be farther off topic? Right
he, lives free. He was freed in 2022.
He wow. was.
Mm-hmm.
God, he tried to kill the president. He put one of the guys in like a wheelchair.
Wow.
Forever.
Wow. Like,
that's why there's the Baker Law. There's some Baker Law. Wow, I am just nerding out right now. Sorry. Anyway, if you look at the picture that Aaron had, it's got his tiny little ears from Taxi Driver and then like a recent picture mm-hmm. and his ears look huge.
Yeah, they look double in size. Granted, they are at a lower position.
Okay, but do you think the ear hole looks bigger?
Yes. It all looks bigger.
Yeah, it looks bigger. Like the lobe looks way bigger too.
That's the point.
Well, hold on. The lobe makes sense because that's just saggy skin.
That's what they're saying.
But the actual... I don't know, like the holes on the inside.
Okay.
Like, so I don't know.
I've got a scientific study saying your ears and nose don't keep growing. And I could read from it if I had to. But instead, let's trust the opinion of the ginger with Google. No, you know, the whole thing where the sound goes in. You know, that place where the sound goes in, where you put a Q-tip in it. That part.
No, it's not even that part. It's the part on the out like this. What is
it? Cartilage?
I don't know. I need to look at an ear diagram.
It's all just sagging. It's not actually, it never grew. The point is, despite what it looks like, despite how your nose seems
like
all
conch
big.
Conch area.
Okay, the fact that you went and Googled ear parts is like most disturbing to me. It's not bigger. I'm just saying, like if we could just freeze
but
it.
But the
it
thing
would go
is,
like, huh?
It is bigger.
It's
because it's, and I have never said the other phrase. I've only said that it's bigger. I have not said that it's grown, but it is bigger because it has.
Did
sagged.
She win this argument?
Because of gravity. Boom.
I'm going to rip my ears off.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
When you guys were kids, like in school, and you got in trouble.
Yeah.
And like the principal or whoever would say like, hey, come to my office. Did you panic?
Tiak?
Yeah. I didn't get in trouble a lot as a little kid. I didn't. It was always bad.
Yeah.
It's always bad.
Or I guess like if you didn't get in trouble in school, because I didn't either. Like if our boss is like, hey, come to my office. We need to chat. Do you panic?
First off, literally never went to the principal's office ever.
Yeah.
Like ever.
Mm. Well, didn't he find you in the hallway one time?
I don't think I've told that story accurately. So I was in the hallway. Okay. Sixth grade. So middle school back then was 7, 8, 9.
It's weird.
Seven, eight.
Okay.
Huh. So sixth graders went to the middle school for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a disruptive force on that tour. And the principal of the middle school pinned me against the lockers. So I wasn't even attending the school yet.
I see.
When Mr. Grauberger held me by the throat.
Did he remember you when you went to that school?
Oh, yeah. I definitely pointed it out because I was like straight A honor student or whatever. And he'd have to like give me awards and different things.
Wow.
And I'm like, do you remember me? He's like, no, what? I don't. I'm like, you held me against the lockers by the throat.
Wow. No, I like that though.
It was awesome.
To middle school, buddy.
But I mean, can you imagine that happening today?
Oh, absolutely. What would happen?
It would be horrible. I mean, it would
100%.
Yeah. It seemed like a routine. Like he did in that hallway. There were a few kids against the locker.
I think he probably, I don't know if he made it a habit. It's just like your first day in prison, you take out the big guy, right?
Mm.
So he took the loud guy out. I was a model student from that moment forward.
And everyone in my tour group was in the sixth grade, though.
I know.
That was an adult.
I know. I think he's dead, so I feel bad. I adored him. Once I got to the school, Mr. Grauberger was one of the greatest, like influential, loved him, wrote great things in my yearbook. Awesome dude.
That's called CYA. Cover your ass.
Yes. Yes. But I distinctly remember the warmth of his hands as he was choking me out.
So comforting.
Okay. Anyway, so I don't know the answer. When it comes to our bosses, kind of. You get actual physical anxiety?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's...
It stops me in my tracks. I think about the last, 2-3 years, just what have I done wrong? Okay, on this day...
Are you
serious? I'm not joking. It is severe.
Really? So do you hesitate to push it off? Because I feel like if I get that text, I got to go right away. I have like,
that's
what is it? What is it? What is it? What?
I need to know. What did I do? What?
Are you guys serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get as nervous, I guess. I'm just more like, I don't even want to, what? Just tell me, what is it? I don't want to get, because I could get to Aaron's status.
Don't do it. Yeah. Save yourself.
I feel the anxiety hands around my throat, much like your principal.
Really?
It's like, we got to stop
this. You guys. This is probably arrogant, but I'm not that afraid of being fired, of being let go. And even if I were.
I guess it's not even being fired. It's just like, what did I do wrong? How did I mess up? How did I let you down? Kind of thing.
So you are the generation that the dad thing works on. It doesn't work on my kids. Where you, I'm not mad.
I'm disappointed.
That
crushed me. Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. If my dad ever told me he was disappointed, I'd be like, thank the sweet
really?
Baby Jesus, you're not mad.
Oh.
Disappointed?
Sure. No,
there's no blows coming after disappointment. Mad? Something's getting thrown.
Yeah, I feel like it. That hurt more coming from my mom, but my dad, there was kind of just an underlying disappointment.
just a constant.
Yeah.
Was there ever a moment of hope where you didn't let him down? Where he was like, hey, son, I don't know if you noticed the pep in my step.
Okay. I'll let you know.
So if this is how I am with principals, teachers, bosses, imagine... how I felt when I got a letter today.
No.
From the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
Oh, God!
A letter? Oh, no.
An actual physical letter?
An actual physical letter. And I was literally, I'm thinking back, okay, I smoked a joint at Glass Animals. Did they catch me? Am I getting arrested?
Don't admit to crimes on the air,
I mean,
Aaron.
No, I didn't. But that's like the
There was
only,
that one time where I heard a squirrel.
That's the only thing I've done. But here I am, digging myself into a hole, spiraling,
I'm
a bad driver.
The
but
letter.
I, well,
you
cause
just,
I.
You just see a letter.
And it just. Well, yeah.
What?
But so I'm thinking about everything and just terrible thoughts. I've talked about, the crime scene thing here. I've thought about murdering people. I haven't. But I'm just
what
did...
You've definitely hinted at your serial killer status on the...
Yeah.
I don't have a status for the record.
Maybe it's kind of like when you did your tour. They're like, just come check out the jail, see your new
I'm
home.
I'm literally thinking I need to text my best friend, have her clear my phone, get ready for when they arrest me.
Did we talk about this? There are people that will get you ready.
Oh, yeah.
For jail. You literally go to a dude and they wean your diet towards the right stuff.
That's crazy.
They teach you how to how to lift weights in the yard. They teach you the stuff you're going to need to know, how to have your head
on
a swivel.
I'm on the prison side of TikTok. I feel like I'm ready.
I wouldn't want to wean your diet. No, you got to be, I'd be camped at Culver's just for the weeks. I got to get in as much as I can before I go to prison.
But I think you want to be ready for it. They want to get you ready. So it's just not such a shock to your system. You could still go crazy and have your last Culver's meal, but you need to spend a little time acclimating, because the worst thing in the world is for you to be sitting there like, mm-hmm. and like, you're sad. A man has held you every night while you cry yourself to sleep, like all these things. And then you're mm-hmm. not getting any nutrition. So you have to like learn to eat slop or learn and then learn to eat with your elbows kind of around your food. So people don't steal your food.
Okay.
Mm. There's a lot of nuance.
It's my normal Culver stance.
Right. How to fashion a shiv out of a toothbrush.
I see. Okay.
These sort of things.
So I open the letter.
Well, we don't have time. Like, we don't...
I don't have time either. They're outside waiting
Shut
for
up!
Me.
What? Is it... I mean, is it...
No, they're just letting me know that there were no leads in my... in the report that I had when someone broke in and I filed a claim. But here I am thinking, I did something wrong. Someone broke into my car, I filed a report, and I thought I did something wrong.
I promise the next thing we do is going to have some bigger payoff than... It was nothing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.